Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio with Tessa Snart and friends, opening up a whole continent of music and magic.
All that I know.
Oh, the lovely Kacey Musgraves and Golden Hour, and didn't she do well at the Grammys this year? Well, welcome to the 23rd edition of Sounds and Country Vision, the first one of 2019 too, and we've got a great lineup of music coming up, and Chris Logan from The Rising is joining us to talk about something very exciting, some show news, but very different from what we normally talk about when he's on the show. We're actually going to talk a lot about the 61st Grammy Awards as well that took place on Sunday the 10th of February. It was great this year for country music. There are a lot of nominees and winners from those nominees. Kacey Musgraves, you just heard there, she actually won 4 awards. One for Best Country Album, for Best Country Song, Best All Genre Album, and another one that I can't quite remember off the top of my head, but yeah, her hands were full at the end of the night. We've got Leanie Jane in the studio with us.
Hello, lovely to be here.
You? And also my lovely mum. We was meant to have the wonderful Eva McDonald in the studio too, but unfortunately she's caught the bug that everybody seems to have at the moment, and she's at home in bed, so we wish you well, and we hope you get better soon.
Yeah, get well soon.
But she works very hard. I know she's a singer and a dancer, so she's got to have the rest when she can get it, as you will know, Leanie.
Most definitely. Oh yeah.
We're going to play another track now. These are a duo that they were nominated for Best Duo and Group Performance, but they didn't win. But I particularly like the song, so we're going to play Flo Rida Georgia Line and BB Rexha, Meant to Be.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. It's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride. Come on, ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. So come on, ride with me, ride with me. Maybe if it's meant to be. Maybe we do.
Maybe we don't.
Maybe we will.
Maybe we won't.
But if it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Let's go.
So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
If it's meant to be.
Flo Rida Georgia Line and BB Rexha, Meant to Be. Coming up next, we're going to play a Dolly Parton tune, Dumb Blonde. And I know, Lena, you love a bit of Dolly Parton as well, don't you?
Oh, you've always got to have a bit of Dolly in there when doing some country, of course.
Now, this next song really does have a connection with Chris Logan, and we'll find out why after the song. We will just say that Dolly did also really well at the Grammys. She got a Person of the Year award.
Good old Dolly.
That was actually ahead of the Grammys. I think she probably already knew she got that. And she performed with Miley Cyrus, Jolene as well, and she was wearing a stunning sparkly red dress, as obviously Dolly Parton always does. She's very glamorous. But the Music Cares Person of the Year award, she's actually the first country artist to be saluted in the tributes in the 29 year history. So that's very good for country music again. But anyway, here's Dolly Parton and Dumb Blonde.
Yes.
And we welcome now Chris Logan from the brilliant Northern Irish country pop rock band The Rising. He's with us today to talk about some exciting news, some exciting show news. So hello, Chris.
How goes it? How's things? Yeah.
Really well, thank you. How about yourself?
Yeah, all good. You know, just preparing for the big week ahead, you know.
I know, all busy, busy. We've got Leanie Jane in the studio with us, and you know, my lovely mum as well. She's here.
How's things?
I'm great, thank you. And you've been very, very busy by the sounds of things.
Keep going.
Do you want to tell us anyway what you've been kind of prepping and planning for and all of that? Because it's quite exciting. You've got a big show coming up.
Yeah. Well, we're in the process of literally packing right now. You know, we're getting all our gear ready to load in. We're heading off on a UK tour, which starts tomorrow. So tomorrow we'll be in Glasgow, and we're working our way down the country all week. So it's going to be exciting.
So you're also preparing for this Dolly's Jukebox as well, show that you're in.
That's a sort of off-the-wall kind of thing that we're doing, yeah.
And how did that come about? Is this the first year that you've done this show?
It's actually something we've done from the past. We were in a strictly Dolly Parton tribute originally. And then the singer, the actual girl that plays Dolly, she ended up having big health problems and she stopped for a year or two. So then she got over all that and decided, let's give it a go again. But we had the brainwave of, you know, augmenting the show a bit and turning it into more of a jukebox where it's like Dolly Parton sort of introduces.
Now, you play Dolly, don't you? You are...
Absolutely. I am Dolly. That's a big surprise.
So I'm just revealing that. So you've got the wig and the clothes and everything, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. The whole thing, yeah. Absolutely.
So are you practicing in your heels and all of that?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yep, absolutely.
What about the long nails, Chris? How are you coping with the long nails?
I've really got that sorted, you know. That's
brilliant. And the eyelashes. I mean, it's a lot of work, isn't it?
It is, as she said, it takes a lot of money to look cheap, isn't it?
Well, she does look very good. It's not just the music of Dolly, though, is it? There's other traditional hits in there. I think I saw some Hank Williams.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. So we're sort of crossing all things. So Dolly Parton will be the introducing side of things. But we also do Hank Williams all the way up to modern day sort of music. So it's a bit of a... And there's an acoustic part in the set where we do all sorts of things. So it's a bit of a mixture of everything, really.
Fantastic. And when you say we, it's just you. It's not the actual... You haven't got any band members from The Rising.
Well, it's myself and Chantelle are a part of it.
Oh, right. Okay. So
she does a bit of everything. So she does a bit of Carrie Underwood and Leanne Rimes and that kind of thing. And, you know, so it's really just crossing everything. So it's basically, without sounding too harsh about it, it's really a way for the two of us to make a bit of extra cash to put into the original.
I don't blame you. And you know what? You want to get onto the London stage show, that 9 to 5. I think you should take over that. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be amazing.
Oh, they should definitely put a spot in there for you. That would be brilliant.
I think so. Now, it's at the Strand Arts Centre in Belfast, isn't it? On the 21st of March.
Yeah.
Tickets are £16 as well. It sounds like an absolutely fantastic event. I think the doors open at 7:30 and the show starts at 8. What is your favourite part about the show or of the show? Is there a favourite number and any particular reason?
I like playing Applejack because there's a guitar solo in it. I'm quite fickle that way, you know. It's like any chance to show up, you know.
Can I ask you, Chris, how long does it actually take to get you in all of your get-up, your wonderful attire for the show? How long do you have to put aside to get yourself ready?
Well, that's actually not me that does it, but yeah, it's good to pretend that.
You must be sort of, you know, it must take a couple of hours, surely.
Yeah.
And you must feel very hot in all of that gear.
Indeed.
But it keeps you fit.
Exactly.
A bit like being dressed in a sauna whilst you're working.
Yeah. You have to do all sorts of things, you know. Things you have to do for money, isn't it?
Of course, absolutely. But it sounds a wonderful part for you to be able to play.
It does. Absolutely. It really does. And it's so, it's very different. And obviously it's been a great year for Dolly Parton anyway. I mean, she's been on BBC The One Show, hasn't she? She's played at a number of festivals. I mean, Glastonbury was the big one. And I think that's when she started to become very popular again, isn't it?
From what
I noticed. So this show, it's just a one night show, isn't it? It's just happening on the 21st.
Yeah, well, we're getting a load of dates through at the minute. But say it's really just trying to build it again because we had that big long break.
Well, it sounds absolutely fantastic, and we wish you all the best with that.
Good luck with it all.
I think we should play a rising track now as well, and then we'll bring you back on and talk a bit about what you've got planned for the year ahead with the rising. So we're going to play Even the Stars Fall for You from your Moving On album.
Awesome.
Lovely, the rising track there with Even the Stars Fall for You. You love that one, don't you?
Oh, that is so beautiful. So, and I mean, Chantel's voice, absolutely beautiful.
Now, what's in store for the rising this year? I know you're going on tour, so you're probably busy sorting all that out, aren't you, at the moment?
Yeah, so busy week ahead. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Now, your album Moving On, haven't you just announced that there's a special tour price for that at the moment?
It's actually on all digital retailers. It's $5.99 across everywhere. So that's just for this month, because it's the 2 months, you know. So
brilliant.
It's a chance to get it out to people that maybe haven't given it a chance before, you know.
And are you playing any new venues this time, or similar ones?
Yeah, well, the Bristol venue, the Thunderbolt, that's pretty new, so we're interested to see what it's like.
Oh, brilliant.
Even Glasgow is new as well. I've actually never played that venue in Glasgow, so.
Fantastic. So people can
pretty
look,
cool.
Yeah, people can pick up tickets for there now, so that's really, really good. And what are you most looking forward to about this tour?
Well, basically the whole thing in general, because it's really been a long time coming. You know, we've tried to organise this for so long. Various things happened to stop it and stuff. So it's good to find and get out to people, you know. But yeah, London's going to be good, you know, because it's a sort of full lineup in London. So
We're going to have to come down and see you. We really are going to have to try and make it. And we'll look at the venues and come and see you again. Because you was brilliant.
Yeah, we made it.
We have seen you before, and yeah, you were excellent.
Yeah,
it was really, really good. So, and it's nice to follow your progress as well and see what you do now.
Oh, definitely. And I would just say, anybody that is thinking about coming to see you and haven't quite made it, please do it, because you won't be disappointed.
That's very kind.
No,
you know, but this time it's different as well, because we've actually got the full band with us this time.
Oh, fantastic!
You know, so that's good, you know.
Who are the band members this time? Because I know last time.
Yeah, we actually had two session people when we used us that time.
Oh right, okay then.
So that was weird. That was just trying to fit in with the whole tour situation. But yeah, this time it's actually the full version.
Oh, fantastic. Can you name the band members? Have you got...
Yeah, so there's myself, Chantel, obviously. Yeah. And then there is Brad Mellors on bass and Ryan Hodges on drums. So that's a lot of us.
So they'll be all getting excited as well about that.
Yeah. Well, it's the first time they've really toured with us, apart from a few festivals and things. So.
Oh, okay.
It'll be interesting to get them out and meet a few people.
Definitely. Well, that's the way, isn't it? Getting out there, talking to people, meeting people. Have you been working on any new music, or is that on the horizon?
Oh, of course.
What can we look forward to?
Oh, of course. Well, yeah, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but we're actually the original album, the Way Back album.
Oh, okay.
We're actually going to re-record that with Chantel's vocals and shake up the tracks a bit.
Brilliant.
But so that's one thing we've got, and then we've also got about 6 or 7 new songs that we're going to put out.
Oh, it sounds really exciting! Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, well, because of such a big gap between, you know, getting the current album out. You know, we just want to keep bringing new stuff out all the time now. You know,
are you still with Pledge Music? Is that still you still, you know, using the funding?
That's an ongoing issue.
Okay. I know it is. I mean, we were just having this discussion on the way down to the studio about independent music and how it's very, very hard. And obviously, I know you're very big on this, Chris, and we saw the closure as well of HMV around the country. So
it's a whole new jungle out there, you know. But the pledge music thing is weird, because it's actually holding artists' money that people have pledged. And actually, you know, on the pledge platform, you know, because you've got, you know, because we've got, there's actually one person in particular pledged quite a lot for us.
Right.
But they've done it recently, because pledge didn't actually close our campaign down. So this person's only pledged recently.
Oh, right.
But it turns out we can't give them a refund. What we wanted to do, because obviously we have the person's email address. So we actually got in touch with them and said, look, can you give yourself a refund and we'll ship the stuff out to you directly, because, you know, pledge you us a ton of money, and if they're going to hold up new person's money, it seems to be a dark time as a pledge at the minute, you know.
Yeah,
it does seem that way, isn't it, really? It is,
and I mean, like you say, it is about people as well downloading your music and buying it off of iTunes and things like that to help, you know, yourself and other independent artists along. And I suppose it's very hard.
Download people, please.
Yeah, download.
Keep downloading.
It's hard.
Yeah, it is tough.
I mean, you've got the freedom, haven't you? I mean, we speak about this all the time, but you've got the freedom to put your music out there. But unfortunately, everybody can get a hold of it, and it's no longer.
Well, that's it.
It swings and roundabouts, isn't it? What do you think the future holds for independent musicians, and how do you think we can change this, really? I know we've said download music, but.
Yeah, well, I think it's really up to the, you know, I know it's a budget thing as well, but I think it's up to the independent artist to offer value in their product. We tried with the vinyl this time and the different packaging.
Okay.
To try and make people buy into the new packaging. You know, that's what we tried. But I think in the future it's going to become actually more of like a virtual situation. Okay. You know, like the way you've got this VR technology, perhaps virtual concerts will become a thing.
Mm. Oh, it's very interesting. We're moving on in times, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. Always moving on, yeah.
Right, we're going to play another one of your tracks now. Stay with us because we'll just have you briefly back to say bye and all of that, but we're going to play Rebound. So here's The Rising and Rebound.
Dry house with nowhere else to go. Not
what a lovely tune there, and what a great guitar solo in that as well. Is that you, Chris, playing that guitar solo?
It is indeed.
You love a good guitar solo, don't
you? Absolutely. You have to.
Okay, well, everybody, you must go and see Chris perform as Dolly Parton at the Strands Arts Centre in Belfast on the 21st of March, and go to the Rising website and get tickets for their tour. They are fantastic, aren't they? But it's been great having you on the show, Chris, and thank you ever so much again for supporting us too.
Likewise, thanks.
And we'll catch up soon anyway, so thank you.
Absolutely.
Good luck with everything, really. You deserve it. You've worked so hard. Yeah.
Definitely.
Really good luck. And all
thanks,
the best.
Thanks very much.
Give our best to the rest of the band members.
And Chantel as well,
Chantel.
Go and break a leg, as they say.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Okay.
Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio with Tessa Snart and friends, opening up a whole continent of music and magic.
Oh, there we go. That was Chris Logan's choice from the Rising, Hank Williams and I Saw the Light. Okay, we've got a very special announcement now. Phil Leonis and Lily Holloman, midweek drivettes and co-stars of my producer here, Alex Show, on Siren Radio, they have just recently tied the knot and got married, so congratulations. Lily.
Well done, guys. Congratulations. Sending all our love and best wishes to you.
And I hope you have a fantastic party and, see it into the next day. And
live it up, guys.
Definitely. Congratulations.
Can't have one without the other. Love. It's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them. It's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. Separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have one without the other.
Okay, so that was our non-country song, but we had to put one of those in there. And obviously Frank Sinatra, you know, he's a legend.
He fits in anywhere though, doesn't
he? Does. So we popped that one in for our lovely Phil and Lily. So congratulations.
Congratulations to
on
both.
Getting married. Anyway, back to the 61st Grammy Awards, and we're going to play another song. These are actually, they won an award. We're going to play Dan and Shay's Tequila, and they won for Best Country Duo and Group Performance. So here is Tequila.
I can still shut down the party, I can hang with anybody, I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne all night, little scotch on the rocks, and I'm fine, I'm fine. But when I taste tequila, baby, I still see ya, cutting up the floor in a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high. Pressed against the bottle, swimming on a Bible, baby, I'd never leave you. I remember how bad I need you when I taste tequila. When I taste tequila, I can kiss somebody brand new and not even. Show up to the same bar, hear the same songs in my car. Baby, your memory, it only hits me this hard. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see you. Cutting up the floor in a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Your lips pressed against the bottle, standing on a Bible, baby, I'd never leave. Same on you.
Hey there, everybody. I'm filmmaker, podcaster, California State Certified Violence Prevention Specialist, and podiatrist to the stars, Phil Lernis. And I've been proud to be a U.S. cultural correspondent for Alex Lefchuk's Midweek Drive program for many years now. And I congratulate you, dear listener, on having found this oasis of podcast audio magic in the cosmos, or on your internet-equipped mobile device, or your computer, or...
There we go. A little message from Phil Lernis there. We thought we'd put him in there. Seems as we've congratulated him, we thought we might like to hear his voice.
And yeah, we had to have a little bit of him on the show. Had to.
Now, next up, we've got another Grammy nominee. They were nominated for Best Country Duo as well, but they didn't win. But I think they're a brilliant duo. I've actually seen them live as well. So we're going to play Brothers Osborne, I Don't Remember Me.
Did I stop and watch the sunset fade? What gave me life and took my breath away? Did I take a last call, stranger? So I wouldn't have to wake up alone. I heard I was a wild one, I feel like a town song. Another ghost in this town. It was I, but no one was around. Did I even know what I was living without? Who all my favorite songs about?
Vision on Siren Radio with Tessa Snart and friends, opening up a whole continent of music and magic.
Take a seat right over there, sat on the stairs, stay or leave. The cabinets are bare and I'm unaware of just how we got into this mess. Got so aggressive, I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer, why don't you pull me closer? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go. Oh, baby. Why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little.
minute into the kitchen, floors are wet and taps are still running, dishes are broken. How did we get into this mess? Got so aggressive. I know we meant all good intentions.
A bit of Maren Morris there. That's kind of a pop song, and I think she was actually nominated within the pop duo category at the Grammys, but we've popped her in there because as country singers go, she's up and fresh and lovely, and I think that's a really catchy tune. You liked that one, didn't you?
I thought that was fantastic, and yeah, it'd be nice to see her nominated and up there and actually win something.
I don't actually know whether she won or not now. I can't remember off the top of my head, but we've put the song in there. Anyway, we've kind of come to the end of the show, the first one of 2019. That's gone quick, hasn't it?
Always races by when you're having fun, isn't it?
I know. We want to thank Chris Logan again for coming on the show, and go and see that show that Dolly Parton is playing. Dolly Parton.
That is just going to be just full of fun. That
it definitely is.
Definitely, yeah.
At the Strand Arts Centre in Belfast on the 21st of March. Tickets are £16. Thank you, Leanie, as well for popping in.
Thank you for having me on the show again. It's been lovely being here.
And thank you, Alex, as always, our lovely producer. He does all the cool work in the background there. He makes it all happen. And follow us on social media. I don't plug enough, I don't think, but we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. Follow Sound and Country Vision. We've got a lot more to come in the new year. And of course, thank you, dear listener, as well for tuning in and listening. And this will go out as a podcast as well, so you can catch up anytime and download it and listen whenever.
And I know that there'll be somebody in Australia wanting to listen to this.
So oh, yes, my lovely great auntie over there. She will be listening. A shout out to her. Gillian Fraylon, she always asks me to send the podcast over. So this one's for you, this show. I'll dedicate it to you, Auntie.
You look out the window while I look at you. Saying I don't know would be like saying that the sky ain't.